The bill is part of the HOPE package aimed at reducing heroin addiction in the state. It requires the Department of Correction to implement a new system known as Swift and Certain that's been successful in other states. Representative John Nygren says the law requires the DOC to begin using short-term sanctions, such as a night or two in jail, to punish parolees who break the rules of their supervision, instead of revoking their parole and sending them back to prison for a longer period of time.
It's difficult to kick the addiction habit right off the bat. Oftentimes, the first time you're not successful. And if somebody makes a misstep throughout their parole and probation period, we don't want that automatically to go to revocation. This gives them some tools to be able to put incremental type punishments in that are very clear and concise.
The new sanctions would apply to anyone on probation or parole, not just those with drug addiction problems. Advocates for making the revocation process more flexible say the new law is a step in the right direction. David Liners of the group Wisdom says parolees tell him their chances of being sent back to prison depend more on who their parole officer is than on how many rules they break.
Some people have parole officers who seem to go out of their way to help them succeed, and some just seem to be waiting for them to make a mistake. I think the ideal you ought to go to, Minnesota, as I understand it, their theory is you shouldn't go back to prison unless you commit a crime that would have sent you to prison in the first place.
The new Swift and Certain system should be in place statewide by the middle of next year. Kilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.